Sit up. We'll come to order. The members please vote to signify their presence.
Show 60 members present this morning, Senators Alfred, Mackey, and Taylor are excused from the call of the Senate today.
We have a quorum to do business. Would members please stand for the invocation by the Pastor Larry Warren, the Shepherd of the Valley Lutheran Church.
Let us pray. Dear Lord, we give thanks for the gift of communication. There are many strong voices in this room who represent diverse constituencies and opinions. In our speaking and actions, help us to reflect upon the significant part our voice plays in the well-being of our state and its people. Many voices from many directions speak to many issues that both complicate and conciliate. Help us to hear what needs to be heard, to speak what needs to be spoken, to speak appropriately for those unable to speak for themselves, and to respond with actions that reflect what we have learned. In particular, help this gathering to be sensitive to the fact that there are many voices not being heard who in many cases do not or cannot speak for their needs. May this gathering of senators speak on their behalf. May our voices, ears, and hearts be sensitive to all the people who make Alaska their home. In your holy name we pray. Amen.
Senator Lincoln, would you please pledge
allegiance? I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Senator Hoffman.
Mr. President, I move and ask unanimous consent that the prayer be spread on the journal.
Without objection, the prayer will be spread upon the journal. Will the Secretary please certify the journal?
I wish to certify as to the correctness of the journal for the 102nd legislative day.
Senator Lehman.
I move and ask unanimous consent that the journal be approved and certified by the Senate Secretary.
Without objection, so ordered. That brings us down to introduction of guests. Introduction of guests. Messages from the governor.
There are no messages from the governor this morning, Mr. President.
Messages from the House.
Message dated April 23rd was received today in the House, has passed and returned. Senate Bill number 268 relating to the assignment to the Department of Labor of certain wage claims. Senate Bill 341 relating to agricultural land. These bills have been referred for enrollment. Message dated April 23rd. The House has concurred in the following Senate amendments. CS for House Bill number 356, Finance AMS, establishing the Joint Committee on Military Bases in Alaska. Senate CS for House Bill 472, Finance, relating to apportionment of business income. Message dated April 23rd, dear Mr. President. The Speaker appointed Representative Cabina to replace Representative Cross on the Conference Committee considering CS for House Bill 2, Finance, and Senate CS for House Bill 2, Finance, and as permanent fund dividend eligibility. Message dated April 23rd, dear Mr. President. The House has passed and transmitted for consideration. CS for House Joint Resolution number 62, Community and Regional Affairs, by the House Community and Regional Affairs Committee, relating to bringing Balto back to Alaska.
That will go to State Affairs.
CS for Sponsor Substitute for House Bill 349, Finance, by the House Finance Committee, an act prohibiting the use of the title Social Worker without a license, relating to social workers, licensure of social workers, and the Board of Clinical Social Work Examiners, and providing for an effective date.
Finance.
And those are all messages from the House this morning.
Communications.
There are no communications.
Reports to Standing Committee.
Finance Committee considered Senate Bill 192, Maintenance of State Marine Vessels, recommends a committee substitute. No recommendation. Senator Sharp and Pierce, co-chair. Senator Adams, signing due pass. Senator Silk, Cornell, Torkelson, and Donnelly, fiscal note. Senate Bill number 192 has no further referral.
Rules.
Health, Education, and Social Services Committee considered Senate Bill number 266, Medicaid Coverage, Healthy Families Alaska Programs, recommends it be replaced with committee substitute. Signed, no recommendation. Senator Wilkin, chair. Senators Lehman, Warren, Green. Senator Ellis, signed, do pass. Fiscal note. Senate Bill number 266 has a further referral to the Finance Committee. Health, Education, and Social Services Committee considered Senate Bill 293, relating to contracts for the provision of state public assistance to certain recipients in the state. Signed, amend. Senator Wilkin, chair. Senators Ward, Green, and Lehman. Signed, due pass. Senator Ellis, zero fiscal note. Senate Bill number 293 has a further referral to the State Affairs Committee. Finance Committee considered CS for House Bill 193, Finance Amended, relating to financial assistance for students attending certain graduate education programs, recommends the Senate CS. Signed, due pass. Senator Sharp, co-chair. Signed, no recommendation. Senator Pierce, co-chair. Senators Phillips, Cornell, Adams, and Donnelly. Fiscal note. CS for House Bill number 193, Finance amended. Has no further referral.
Rules.
Health, Education, and Social Services Committee considered House Bill 407, Repayment of Teacher Scholarship Loans. Signed, do pass. Senator Wilkinshire, Senator Lehman. Signed, no recommendation. Senators Ward, Ellis, and Green. Zero fiscal note. House Bill number 407 has no further referral.
Rules
Committee considered CS HB 392, Labor and Commerce amended. Reports fish tax and salmon products. Recommends calendar. Signed, the report. Senator Kelly, Chair. Senators Duncan, Taylor, Lehman, and Ferguson. House Joint Resolution number 53, Federal University Land Grant Bill. Signed and recommends calendar. Signed, the report. Senator Kelly, Chair. Senators Duncan, Taylor, Lehman, and Ferguson. Senator Lehman, further signed, do pass. This resolution and bill appear on today's calendar. Those are all the standing committee reports this morning, Mr. President.
Reports of special committees.
Report dated 4-23-98, received this morning at 9:30. Mr. President, Mr. Speaker, the conference committee considering CS for House Bill number 2 Finance and Senate CS for House Bill number 2 Finance amended in Senate recommends that conference CS for House Bill number 2 Permanent Fund Dividend Eligibility be adopted. Signing the report, Representative Cott, Chair, Representatives Mulder and Cabina, Senate conferees, Senator Sharp, Chair, Senators Lehman and Ellis.
It would be my intent for the members to be able to look at that over the weekend and for us to deal with the conference report on Monday.
Those are all the special committee reports this morning.
Introduction of Senate resolutions.
There are no Senate resolutions.
Introduction of Senate bills.
There are no Senate bills this morning.
Brings us down to the introduction of Senate sanities. Senate will come back to order. Senator Lehman.
Mr. President, could we go up to the introduction of guests?
Without objection, Senator Lehman, you have the floor.
Mr. President, the column between the visitors in the Ziegler Gallery and me is blocking my view, but we have two distinguished guests. I'd like to recognize the newly re-elected member of the Anchorage School Board, Kathy Gillespie, and also with her another school board member, Rita Holthaus. I'd like to welcome them to the Senate.
For the guests. That brings us back down to the consideration of the daily calendar.
CS for House Bill 392, Labor and Commerce amended by the House Labor and Commerce Committee, and related to access by the Department of Environmental Conservation and the Department of Fish and Game to confidential records for fisheries, businesses, and resources prepared or kept by the Department of Revenue under AS 4375-015 related to certain salmon products, reports, and providing for an effective date. Resources Committee considers the bill recommends the Senate CS. Signed, no recommendation. Senator Halford, Chair, Senator Sharp and Green. Signed, do pass. Senators Taylor, Torgers, and Lehman. Rules recommend calendar. Signing for placement in calendar. Senator Kelly, Chair, Senators Duncan, Taylor, Lehman, and Torgerson. There is a rule. Senate CS. Excuse me, a resource. Senate CS.
Senator Green.
Yes, and I would move the resources CS in lieu of the original bill.
Without objection, so ordered.
Perhaps the 392 resources. I have no amendments.
Senator Lehman.
I move and ask unanimous consent that Senate Committee Substitute for Committee Substitute for House Bill 392 Resources be considered engrossed, advanced to third reading, and placed in final passage.
Without objection, so ordered.
Senate CS for House Bill 392 Resources, an act related to access by the Department of Environmental Conservation and the Department of Fish and Game to confidential records for fisheries businesses and resources prepared or kept by the Department of Revenue under AS 4375-015 relating to certain salmon products, reports, and providing for an effective date.
Is there a debate? Seeing no debate, question before the body, shall Senate Committee Substitute for Committee Substitute for House Bill 392 Resources pass? The Senate members may proceed to vote. Has any member failed to vote? Secretary will lock the roll. Do any members wish to change their vote? Secretary will record the roll. So by a vote of 16 yeas to 0 nays, Senate Committee Substitute for Committee Substitute for House Bill 392 Resources has passed the Senate. Senator Lehman, the effective date?
I move and ask unanimous consent that the vote on the final passage be considered to vote on the effective date clause.
Without objection, so ordered.
House Joint Resolution number 53 by Representatives Kelly, Bryce, Davies, Terry, O'Croft, Bundy, James, Kemplin, Foster, Rookford, Williams, Senators Wilkin, Kelly, Lehman, Sharp, Green, Ward, Dahlmakers, Mackey, Miller, relating to support for federal legislation providing for the continuation of the University of Alaska by the conveyance of federal land to the university. Finance Committee considered the resolution. Signed, you pass. Senator Sharp and Pierce, co-chair. Senators Phillips, Cornell, Adams, and Donnelly. Rules recommends calendar. Signed, the report. Senator Kelly, chair. Senators Duncan, Taylor, Lehman, and Torgerson. And Senator Lehman, further signed, you pass. There is an amendment number 1 by Senator Duncan, page 2, following line 8, and it's been distributed.
Senator Duncan. Thank you, Mr. President. I move amendment number two.
Okay.
Jay's objection, Senator. You have the floor.
Mr. President, amendment number two is just to, doesn't do harm to the resolution, just clarifies what I think we should have in the resolution and what should be in the bill in the U.S. Senate to really protect the state's interest and to do that in a very positive manner. There has been concerns expressed about what the impact might be on this transfer. Let me say at the outset, I have supported, in fact, I was deciding to vote, I think, on a bill that passed this body to transfer lands to the university, so I do support that. But I think we want to be sure that when that's done, it's done in the state's interest, and the bill on the federal level is a little bit broad in that regard. So I'm adding, this amendment would add two whereas clauses, and let me say that before I did this, I did speak with the representative from the university to see what their thoughts were on this. They're in agreement with this amendment. They would be willing and would like to make this compromise because they want to keep this land transfer out of as much confrontation and controversy as possible. The first whereas recognizes that under the bill, the Senate bill that we're talking about, NPRA, National Petroleum Reserve Land, could be conveyed 100% to the university, which means the state wouldn't get any benefit from that. It would go directly to the university. This language here says we should, that, and the university has said they're willing to consider this alternative, would be amenable to it, and would not object to it, is to consider alternatives if land is transferred from the National Petroleum Reserve, Alaska, that there be a 50-50 sharing of oil and gas revenues with the state. So the university would get 50, the state of Alaska would get 50, so there would still be some benefit coming to the state of Alaska. And second, whereas addresses the problem with the Tongass, which always brings controversy, as you're talking about Tongass land. Lead 2 has already been, Senator Murkowski's bill has been amended to already delete Lead 2. This language here would just say, let's delete Lead 3 and 4, which is also Tongass land. And clearly, if to transfer Tongass land, after we've gone through this land management, this Tongass land management process, is going to cause difficulty and cause more uncertainty in the Tongass timber industry. And as you know, Southeast communities have already felt a great disruption due to the lack of logging. 11 communities in Southeast Alaska have passed resolutions opposing the Senate bill based on the fact that there would be more impact on the Tongass. That includes Gustavus, Yakutat, Cake, Angoon, Port Alexander, Pelican, Whale Pass, Kupanoff, Elfin Cove, and Tenakee Springs, and also the Tongass Hunting and Fishing Coalition. So this would recommend that there be an amendment to the bill to exempt Tongass from the transfer also, and then proceed after that. I believe this is a resolution that this amendment makes sense, would help improve the Senate bill, help improve the chances of getting through and getting by without a lot of controversy and a lot of difficulties. And the whereas is, of course, say what we think should be done. The university, by the way, as I said, I've run this by them, the university representative here in Juneau. they've agreed. They don't want this to be controversial and confrontational back on the federal level. And it just urges Senator Murkowski to work with the governor and with the University of Alaska to make the amendments recommended in the resolution or to find other acceptable alternatives.
For the debate. Senator Kelly.
Mr. President, I hesitate to make a decision based on the Tongass without the Senate Majority Leader present. However, on balance, I don't object to the University of Alaska and Senator Murkowski negotiating the terms of Senate Bill 660. However, I do object to them working with Governor Knowles. Governor Knowles has proven to us he is not a friend of land for the University of Alaska by vetoing legislation passed by this legislature in the past. And to put a proven enemy of the transfer of land to the University of Alaska into the loop here, I think does a disservice to the University of Alaska.
Senator Duncan.
Mr. President, I'd be willing to accept that as a friendly amendment to this resolution if the senator wanted to propose an amendment. I don't mind also being, and I'm sorry that this language just got to me about 5 minutes ago. I think it is appropriate to make that a negotiation with the university or compromise with the university and with the senator. And I wouldn't object to that phrase in the resolve clause being removed at all if the senator would like to do that.
Senator Kelly.
And that would be acceptable to me, but I'm concerned about the Tongass, whereas, and I'm concerned that the Majority Leader isn't here because of his great interest and long-lasting interest in the Tongass. I would suggest that what we do is turn down the amendment today, and the Senate Majority Leader will be present on Monday, and we can reconsider the bill and revisit this particular issue on Monday because, again, I don't disagree with everything in this proposed amendment.
Senator Duckett.
Mr. President, may we have a release?
Senator Sanities.
Leaders' attempts here to reach some type of a conciliation, I would move that House Joint Resolution 53 with its accompanying amendment be held in second reading to Monday's calendar.
Without objection, so ordered.
Citations, honoring Mountain View Community Center, Center, honoring Mark Begich, honoring Lieutenant Governor Patrick Gamble, honoring Ken Thompson, honoring Fairview Community Patrol, honoring Tom Olpe, honoring Juno Douglas High School, Crimson Bears Girls Basketball Team, in memoriam, Ben Bendixson.
Mr. President, with the slight correction, that's Lieutenant General Patrick Gamble, not Lieutenant Governor. we can wish, but I move that the citations on today's calendar be approved.
Without objection, so ordered. That brings us down to unfinished business. Senator Green.
Now, Mr. President, could we return to introduction of guests?
Without objection, yes. Senator Green, you have the floor.
We have been joined in the Senate gallery by the Colony High School Varsity Boys and Girls Soccer Team. They come to Juneau to conduct a clinic with the Juneau High School kids to show them, you know, how you really play soccer in the Matt Valley way. If each of you would stand as I'll call your name, and then if you remain standing so that all the senators can greet you at the end, please. Mike Dermer, Andrew Gumley, Joy Landis, Adam Williams, Joe Williams, Corey Creighton, Aaron Chud, Ben Williams, Garen Bishop, Eric Lund, Elijah Edwards, Gabe Edwards, Ryan Marr, is it Chad McCall? Thank you. Okay, we'll go ahead and introduce the girls' team as well. Darcy Sorensen, Samantha Gatto, Megan Watley, Daphne Copperwood, Katie Rose, Marissa Pepperd, Margan Swank, Amy Van Dyke, Nikki Wimmer, Amber Harrelson, Amber Ilias, Jennifer Zimmerman, Daisy Griffel, Larissa Leuenberger, Brooke Thomas. They're joined by their coaches, Jeremy Johnson, Daryl McKenzie, and for the women's team, Lori Miner. If you would help me greet them and welcome them to the Senate.
Brings us back down to unfinished business. Is there unfinished business to come before the body? Senator Lincoln.
We have a brief at ease.
Senator Sanities. Senator Lincoln.
Mr. President, I bring up for the reconsideration CS for SB 274.
The reconsideration of Senate Bill 274 has been brought up at this time.
CS for Senate Bill 274, Finance Amended, relating to fees for probation and parole before the Senate on reconsideration.
Senator Lincoln.
Mr. President, I move that we go back to second reading for purposes of a specific amendment, and that be an amendment number 2.
Is there objection to the motion to return to second reading? Hearing no objection, we are in second reading. Senator Lincoln.
Thank you, Mr. President. And, Mr. President, I failed to say on the amendment that on line 3, page 4, it would be after the word of, would be as a condition of, and then it would be placed there. And on line 4, line 18, it would be after, again, the word of, condition of. And it's adding the word supervised. Right now, it just reads as a condition of probation. And, Mr. President, all of the misdemeanor, probation, and parole is all unsupervised, and there's no direct cost at all to the state. The bill, as it is written now, without the term supervised in it, would apply to all the probations and parolees, whether they're supervised or not. So we would not be collecting for services then that are not being rendered. And it just, I asked the Department of Law about this provision. I had some difficulty yesterday and apologize that I didn't have the amendment quite ready then. But this just clarifies that it would be for those that are under supervised probation.
Would you move the amendment, Senator Lincoln?
Oh, I thought I did. I move amendment number 2.
Okay. There is objection. Further debate? Seeing no further debate, Senator Donnelly.
Mr. President, obviously there are certain classes of misdemeanors. I wish we were supervising their probation, those that are committing violent crimes. And with this additional funding, we might be able to expand that program to better protect the public.
Further debate? Seeing no further debate, the question before the body, shall amendment number 2 be adopted? Members may proceed to vote. Has any member failed to vote? Secretary will lock the roll. Do any members wish to change their vote? Secretary will record the roll. So by a vote of 4 yeas to 12 nays, amendment number 2 has failed to pass the House. We are back in third reading. Is there further debate? Senator Duncan.
Thank you, Mr. President. We did not debate this bill yesterday, and I voted for it. I'm going to vote for it again. But let me express some reservations about it, because it's probably a worthy try, but it's not anything new. It's been tried before in this state, as we know. And the history lesson is that probation and parole fees didn't work then and probably are pretty slim chances of working now. In 1986, for those of us who are around here, we might recall the probation fee of $1.50 was passed. In practicality, the Department of Corrections was able to collect less than 10% of that fee, and that was $1.50. And what we did as a result of that, in the 16th legislature, we repealed the program because it wasn't working. The legislature recognized it didn't work. That doesn't mean it won't work this time, but the history of it is not met with great success, even when it was a lower fee. So I don't think we should count on this as being something that's going to collect us $5 million or whatever the fiscal note says. I think we need to approach this with caution. Also under this bill, as I read it anyway, community services is not an option. And that caused me, community work service alternative is not permitted under SB 274, and that causes me a concern because when it's unable to collect a majority of these fees, in the past, corrections put some of these folks on community work service in lieu of cash payment, and should be able to do that perhaps, and that's not an option under 274. So I want to express those concerns, those reservations. I'm going to go for it, you know, probably doesn't do any harm, probably worth a try. But I don't believe we should expect that we're going to be able to collect that full $5 million or whatever the revenue figure is. Thank you. Senator Donnelly.
President, you know, I do think it's worth a try again. When I look back at 1986 and 1987 and see the tremendous progress that this state has made because of the legislature and some assist from one administration during that time, on criminal justice matters and correctional matters, I'm very proud of our accomplishments over the last decade. And part of that is because of a change in attitude. If I look back at the attitude of the administrations in place, 1986 through the following couple of years where this repeal was made, trying to get any criminal justice reform in favor of victims of crime, in favor of allowing the police to do their job better, in favor of prosecutors, was virtually impossible. Effort after effort had been blocked for years and years by the prevailing attitude in the legislature prior to 1986. We've seen a tremendous turnaround since then. Probably in the last 5 to 6 years, we've seen 2 decades of catch-up in criminal justice areas by this legislature and prior legislatures. And it's something we can all be very proud of because we see crime going down now in Alaska. We still have a few remaining problems, criminal justice and juvenile areas, particular concerns, especially with violent criminals. But we've seen a turnaround in the crime problem. This year, we've stepped up to the plate and addressed the overcrowding problem in our prison facilities. And that's a huge accomplishment by this legislature. And when I see that change in attitude, I have to think that a lot of the problem the last time this was tried was the philosophy that was floating around here at the time. It was crime isn't an issue. When I was out advocating some of the reforms that have occurred over the last decade, People just didn't, the press wasn't interested in it. Although the public was interested in it, it hadn't filtered through to the bureaucracy and the executive branch and enough of the folks in the legislature yet that it was something that was a priority. It's become a priority, and it's been a success that it's been a priority. So I have to think we have a new attitude. I hope this administration will take note of that new attitude and do their best to try to make this program work, and not like the last time, where I don't think there was really the philosophical foundation to try to make this program work.
For the debate. Senator Lincoln.
Mr. President, yesterday I voted for the bill because I think that we do have to look at ways of addressing our folks that are on probation and that they pay some in their for their crimes. But I don't know if we are now looking at all of the misdemeanor probation folks and what that's going to do. We still have undetermined amount that it would cost to the Public Defender's Agency. I believe that there was a fiscal note that has not traveled with the bill on what that cost is going to be for public defenders. I don't see how we're going to collect from those that are in bush communities. I don't know if that means that we will then see more jail time for folks who are not paying for the these probation fees. And how are we going to address that in these already overcrowding jails and prisons that we've got throughout our state? I don't know. Again, I'm concerned about the unsupervised probation individuals that are there. That are we really trying to overcrowd our jails with those that are in those categories?
For the debate. Senator Kelly.
I'm a little bit unclear as to the status of a probationary person being able to collect the permanent fund dividend check. My understanding is that these fees could be paid through that process. Perhaps the sponsor of the bill could explain to me how that process would work.
Senator Ward.
Thank you, Mr. President. That is exactly what goes on here, and there is a provision in it that's called the debtor provision that's within all fees of all 48 states that do collect some form of probation and parole fees, and that is the following, that if a person is unable to pay for probation and parole fees, that they shall not be placed in jail. That would be a debtor jail. So that provision is in the bill. And what is in the bill for the purpose of the body to understand is that this particular bill averages out to $3.30 a day, which is 45 minutes of working a day. And if a person chooses not to pay it in that manner, when it comes time for their permanent fund, then the permanent fund will be garnished. And what exactly my intent as a sponsor of this is to take the amount of the permanent fund and work backwards and collect that amount to offset about half of what it costs for probation and parole in the state of Alaska. And the minority leader brought up an interesting point. I'd like to just let him know that, yes, there was a problem back in the 80s when we had probation and parole, and there was only, actually it was less than 10% was collected by the department. The department didn't like collecting probation and parole, and they did not try to collect it. And, Mr. President, that's one of the reasons why I put in the provisions that the department shall contract this out, because they are doing exactly what we've hired them to do, and that's to be in charge of probation and parole. They're not collectors. And we have contacted many collection agencies, and there's no problem with contracting that out. And I believe that with the permanent fund in place where it is and with private contractors collecting, it will be significantly increased as compared to asking line officer, career probation officers to try to collect fees, because it didn't work in the 80s and it won't work today. That's not what we hired them to do, and that's not what we're asking them to do under this bill.
Senator Duncan. Well, thank you, Mr. President. The discussion of the permanent fund dividend and being able to garnish that brings up a question in my mind. I think, and maybe I'm not tying this all together right, but I think a couple of days ago, we passed a permanent fund dividend bill,
that had some provisions in it that extended the period of time where these folks couldn't get a dividend from 1 year to 2 years. I think we did. We had that discussion. So I believe that works against what the senator was saying is, well, we'll just garnish a permanent fund dividend to collect these fees because I don't think they can get one for 2 years. So I may be wrong, but that's what I recall, and I just wanted to be sure that we didn't try to say something that couldn't happen.
Further debate. $100.
That's partially true. It would apply for the first 2 years for convicted felons and for those who commit multiple misdemeanors only. So most of the misdemeanants here would still be eligible to get those dividends. And, of course, the maximum time that somebody can be on probation is 10 years. So for 8 out of the 10 years, they would be eligible for that.
Further debate. Then go for the debate. Question before the body. Shall committee substitute for Senate Bill 274, Finance Amendment Senate, pass the Senate on reconsideration. Members can proceed to vote. Has any member failed to vote? Secretary will lock the roll. Do any members wish to change their vote? Secretary will record the roll. So by a vote of 13 yeas to 3 nays, committee substitute for Senate Bill 274, Finance Amendment Senate, pass the Senate on reconsideration. Senator Green.
May we return to introduction of guests?
Without objection, Senator Green, you have the floor.
We've again been joined by some folks here from MATSU, and there are two gentlemen who've come down to talk to legislators about the education funding bills going through the legislature at this time. One is my neighbor Scott Jackson and my other neighbor Kent Smith. If you gentlemen would stand and welcome them.
Brings us back to unfinished business. Announcements. Senator Pierce.
Finance will meet at 2 p.m. Sunday to continue closeouts on the operating budgets. So our intent to be on the floor with the budgets on Monday.
Other announcements? Senator Green.
Earlier when the Colony High School girls were here, I failed to announce that there will be two games this evening, one at 5 o'clock and one at 7 at General Douglas House.
Other announcements? Special orders? Senator Lehman, Chairman.
Move to ask unanimous consent that the Senate stand in adjournment until Monday at 11 a.m. on April 27th.
Without objection, we stand adjournment until 11 o'clock Monday.